ఆఫీస్ అయింది. ఆయనకు Our members, good afternoon and welcome to our committee meeting. Let me express the view that in the last meeting that we took, where we considered the draft report, there were inputs that were inserted into the draft report of the annual report to inform and guide the RRR report. And we had said that Parliament was a bit under pressure, which applies not only to our committee but to all committees, given that the Minister of Finance may need to take into account some of your recommendations about the budgetary processes of various departments and institutions. And I note that, as you might be aware, the minister is making a presentation of the MTDS tomorrow afternoon. Now, whether the finance or treasury would have obtained all of this by tomorrow is just another matter. Or individual ministers made their own representations about their needs is just another one. For the purpose of our business, we have said we want a cleaned up body of the report, which takes into account the entity itself, the ARF, which will also take into account the opinion of the Auditor General. And secondly, just to say to you that we said to yourselves that we are inviting recommendations that will correspond to a large extent with the findings that they've already made. So once, if in your view you think we must cast our eyes on the board of the report, I would be happy if we could look at the findings and the recommendations, because those are very, very important. So the agenda is before us. I suggest we insert just two things, apologies and an item after the consideration of the draft report, invitation. Because I know that there's an invitation for next week, so I want to speak to that and hear you about it. Are there any apologies? Department, you are not here, but you are here. Lenders anyway, but we'll write all shelves. Okay, there you are, colleagues. Any further apologies from the MPs?
Thank you, Chair. I have four apologies, Chair. One from Honorable Kalyan, she's off sick. Another one from Honorable Mango, is attending another meeting. And Honorable Mason, she's doing organizational work. And Honorable Lamisa is attending another meeting. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
There you are on apologies, Honorable Kalapa.
Thank you, Chair. Honorable, my name is attending the
Polo Committee on Sports.
Thank you very much. There you are, colleagues on apologies. Can you express yourself? That I accept it. That I accept it. Umadrin, we may need, for purposes of records of Parliament, to firm up into Uti Mixin, Noma Uti, Sofena. Because I do hear that sometimes, Matu Rongo to Uti Sofena, Mixin. Swagum, with, of course, the correct position for name. And the Noma address of Swagum Uti Sofena, Noma Mixin, Marantu Umova to Uti Arawa. No, 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 no,
well, the officialist is made up until otherwise. But our honorable learned friends here, you can assist. He's still made up until.
Can I hear you on the adoption of the agenda? With the insertion of the apologies, the invitation by. Just as announcement. Pardon me?
I move by the agenda you are talking about.
The mover, the seconder, and the referrer. Who's the referrer? Nobody. Okay, there we are. Can I be guided by your good self? Nifuna, sadly, you may not understand Nifuna. Do you want to get into the body of the report page by page? Or we get into the recommendations by page? What? Can I hear that point? Hello.
Thank you very much, Chef. Really, it's just about semantics. We all know and are aware that the whole BRRR process was rushed because of the mid-term budget statement. But, you know, today is a D-Day for tomorrow. So it's just our inputs would not necessarily filter through into the medium-term budget. By now, the minister has already crafted his speech and knew what he wants to have. So, it's just a matter of semantics. I don't think that we could go into rebutting line by line, but in terms of parliament procedures, maybe the content advisor or the researcher can just say, this we already see, I mean, the pages, what it's all about and everything, just to speak through. Not to read line by line, and then up until you get to the nuts and bolts, which is our recommendations, and then that is where we would spend time on.
Thanks for your advice. We are great. We are great, Dudley.
The findings, the conclusions, and the recommendations, if we can go in detail.
Or line by line. Thank you very much. With that, I want to invite the content advisor to start on page 3, am I right? So that we see how the body of the report flows. That that and that covers that and that, that and that covers that and that. You just walk us through that. Thank you, over here.
Thank you, Jefferson. Good afternoon, honorable members.
On the issue of, interjecting. On the issue of recommendations, we said we'll invite them. Then we'll capture some of them, which were those that you actually made. We will distribute them. Then you will look at them when we get into them, whether you are satisfied, whether you want to expand or add or reformulate, whatever you want to do. But remember last year we said it makes life more easy when we have them later on. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jefferson. The committee will be reminded that the process of budgetary review and recommendation is meant to actually present an opportunity for Parliament through its different committees to assess the annual performance of departments that they are responsible, I mean, their mandate is responsible for, and make necessary recommendations which will assist the Minister of Finance to relook or revisit some of the appropriations which are meant for different departments, or even, you know, it can either be financial or non-financial recommendations which the committees are eligible to make. So, in essence, it will, the report itself will show the mandate of the committee and speak to the constitutional provisions which allow committees of parliament to oversee and hold departments accountable. And then the purpose of the report itself, which is basically to allow the national assembly to evaluate the efficient and effective use of allocations, which is the main thing, by department. And then on page 4, it will refer to the core function of the Department of International Relations in our case, which we, the committee is well, you know, aware of, which is conduct of South African foreign policy by the department, and also the responsibility of the minister and the president of the country in terms of formulation and directive in terms of what foreign policy will be is all about. Then every year the department has annual, objectives which emanate from their strategic plan of 5 years, which will also be informed by the government's objectives of medium term and also long term 5 years. So every year the committee will look at those and then also assess the performance of the department on that. So on page 5, that's where the committee looks at the annual report and see and try and examine what achievements the department reported on and what challenges is reported on. And also the committee is guided by what the state of the nation of the year, the 14 year, had directed. And in this particular reporting year, the president had actually concentrated on trade and investments and the uses of blue economy and operation practices. So the expectation of the committee would be for the department to perform towards achieving those domestic priorities which were stated in the state of the nation address. Then, quickly going into the rest of page 5 and 6, it's just to show where the highlights of the activities by the department were in terms of security and stability in Africa. South Africa continued to provide support and of significance. During the reporting year, its participation in the situation in Lesotho, and from there, in the UN arena, South Africa was chosen as the chair of Group 77 plus China for 2015, and also participated under that chairship in negotiations of the post-2015 development agenda. The other thing of significance is the department was able to hold public hearings, not hearings such as public awareness campaigns for dissemination of AU Agenda 2063 during the year. Then in terms of the budget of the department, its performance in terms of its budget, in the usual, you know, trend which faces the department, the budget is always under pressure because of foreign exchange fluctuations. this time around, during this reporting year, they were able to spend 98% of the budget that was allocated. In terms of the actual expenses of 98%, but in terms of understanding, there was 112 million, which constitutes net understanding during the reporting year. And this was because mainly because of under capital projects, they were not able to complete the capital infrastructure projects that they had embarked on. So that caused the understanding generally under the budget. And then they have departmental receipts, which really come from refunds that they get in missions from vets, because missions do not carry vets in the countries that they are in, and also state-owned properties, which the department is renting out. So they do get receipts, and then these are payments in the missions where home affairs officials are operating. Then on page 8, this is the analysis of financial performance per the program. Maybe I shouldn't go into detail into that, but maybe it was suffice to say under administration, there was a decrease in spending as compared to last, the 2013-14, and because this, as I already explained, it was because of delays in capital projects. And then, because the committee will be reminded that the Hague renovation project had to, for a while, stop because of asbestos, and also Malawi because of, in the long way, because of floods, and Dar es Salaam because of the contractor. There was a dispute between the department and the contractor in terms of advance payments. So that affected processes toward completion of those of those projects, and as a result, there was a decrease in spending. Under program two, this program in the usual trends every year, actually the spending increases because this is the program which is the actual the main driver of foreign policy. And this particular reporting year, it increased from 2.9 in 2013 to 3.1 billion, 2.9 billion to 3.1 billion in 2014-15. Then the program two also normally it would have it will be affected by depreciation of the rand, because this is where composition of employees, in terms of salaries, accommodation, rent, house, you know, all the operational costs in the mission emanate from this program. So most of the time it will be affected by fluctuations of foreign exchange. Hence, in this particular year, they actually even had finance to cover some of the problems which they wanted to deal with. Under option three, the expenditure also increased from what it was in 2013, which is 451 million in 2013-14 to 481 million in 2014-15. But there was, however, some of the projects which were not completed, which were not actually done, like the provision of the headquarters of the Pan African Parliament. And then also, this program is also in a way affected by foreign exchange depreciation. Then public diplomacy and cultural services. They want the decrease from what they spent in 2013-14. And it was due to the, what normally happens is the department engages services from other partner departments when it has functions of national nature. For example, in this time in 2014, it was the presidential inauguration. So they had services with regards to security of heads of state who were invited. So there was a delay in reinvesting, I mean, in permission of reinvestment claims by those departments. Under international transfers, this particular program would normally, the spending will be slow, other than the increase which has been recorded. The spending is normally slow because some of the subscriptions by the department would only be done maybe after June, normally. Like from the organizations like the EU, SADC, and the UN. So most of the time they will find themselves having to actually extend into another quarter before they can be able to pay the due subscription to this international organization. But this particular time, the expenditure had decreased as compared to 2013. And this was due to costs in relation to voluntary transfer payments, which would have resulted in an authorized expenditure. Because if the assessment, maybe for standard, comes in August, and they also have paid everything else by March of that year, then if they pay, they make payments in August, it would be an authorized expenditure. So hence, you know, they end up withholding funds and not profiting them in that particular year. Then they also had a challenge of, they had to do violence raise funds from Program 2 and 5 over to those programs, because these are the ones which are mostly affected by foreign exchange fluctuations. The challenge here is they had to do violence because the department could not request additional funds from Trader as the appreciation of the rent was only, you know, affected them after the adjustment estimates were concluded. So this is an ongoing problem, challenge of the department. A rollover of funds, because they had to now complete the capital budget, the infrastructure project which they had undertaken, and then also to reinvest partner departments who have made claims which were supposed to be done earlier but had to be done later. Then with in terms of unauthorized fruitless and wasteful expenditure, there was none in this particular reporting year, but however, they still had outstanding unauthorized expenditure which the Spending Control on Public Accounts still has to make a resolution which will condone the department in terms of this kind of expense. And it is related to other program, other policies, including the provision of protocol services for the funeral of the former President Mandela Senior. So this is still outstanding. And then under future terms of the department reported that they were in the process of preparing a foreign service bill for submission to cabinet, and that's going to happen in 2015-16. And the committee is awaiting that. And then with regards to SAPA, okay, SAPA is another matter, but SAPA only now coming in this since 17 as the department had reported. In terms of public-private partnerships, which the department is engaging in, it is still dealing with main PPDA, with Main Street, that company which was completed in 2009. This is the company responsible for building of the headquarters of the department and also the state protocol lounges. I mean, not lounges, but guest houses, which the department is responsible for. So the contract term is for 25 years. It will end in 2034. And so far, in terms of in 2014-15, the cost incurred in terms of management fees was 199 million in 2014 and 189 million in 2013-14. The department has embarked on a new structure. This was as a result of a review which was proposed by, first of all, it was mentioned in the National Development Plan, and the Ministry of Park Services and Administration also advised that the department undertakes a review of the structure so that it aligns the structure to the mandate of the department, which was growing, and also so that they can streamline functions of the department to the structure so that they know who is responsible for what. So this has happened, and the minister approved the new structure in March this year, and it's being slowly streamlined into the department, and it will actually be effective this year. Much as it was a process which happened in 2014. So it's in existence now. So they will be reporting on it, I think, in the next financial year. In terms of the FATPA, I have already mentioned that FATPA, is going to be. The department has undertaken to the decision that it will be ready for tabling in 2017. Some of the events which happened after the reporting date have been reported by the department. This will help the committee to actually already think ahead and expect that maybe some of the things will create some challenges for the department in the following reporting year, which is this year. In the fact that Sawadika hosted the EU summit in June, which was already after 2014-15 financial year, so it was already into 2016. And also the fact that then I think there will be some requests coming from the department in terms of that, because they have to spend money on it, and they said they will actually rely on and depend on support of the committee in terms of making more funds available there. Then when it comes to other challenges, some other things that happened after the reporting date was the MOU with Home Affairs. What happens in the missions is that the seconded officers from different departments like Home Affairs, Health, Education, Defense and others, what happens is the department actually assists them. It works like an agency for them. It offers agency services. to those officers and to, for those departments which have people in the regions, in terms of their operational budgets, in terms of equipment and everything else. So, in particular with Home Affairs, because Home Affairs is in every, in most regions, you will have a Home Affairs officer. So what happens there is, operational costs of the person coming from the Department of Home Affairs would be charged from the budget of the department. So what has been agreed is that the Department of Home Affairs must pay directly to DECO, must transfer the budget allocated for their operations in the regions in terms of their people there, straight to DECO, so that DECO can incorporate it into their own, so that the reporting will not cause a problem in terms of who's responsible for what, and so that they don't have to be owing one another all the time. Because what is happening at the moment is that DECO is owing Home Affairs in terms of visa revenue collected, and Home Affairs will be owing DECO in terms of operational costs of their official submission. So that causes a bit of a challenge in terms of cash flow and other things for the department, which we are interested in the government actually. Then they have an MOU whereby they have agreed, and this MOU treasury is also part of the arrangement. They have agreed that Home Affairs is going to budget, who's going to transfer the budget to the through National Treasury. So Treasury is a bit of allocating money to Home Affairs directly to them. Then in terms of non-financial service delivery performance of the department for the year, a lot has been covered, which I'm not going to detail in chapter 10, and maybe directly deal with non-financial performance program. Just highlight a few things there. Under administration, what they had undertaken to do is to first of all reduce the average time taken for filling of posts, because this is an issue which the committee raised in 2013-14. The national average is 4 months. So the department was it was taking 8 months in shift. So this reporting area has reduced from 7 to 5 and 3 months. But we remember that during the report, the reporting, the department has shown that it is actually achieved now the 4 months required. And then this was important to the committee in 2013-14 because the process was very slow in terms of filling veggie posts, and the challenge there for the department was that the mandate was growing and the staff complement was not matching the growth of the mandate. So that is happening now. Also, some of the things I'm not going to mention, but the other important one is the fact that at least senior management has all of them concluded, almost all concluded their performance agreement. So they have been assessed and appraisals were also conducted. In terms of disciplinary cases, they are still slowly getting to the target. They were able to do 2 out of 7 during the reporting year. And the expectation is that this disciplinary cases have to happen within 90 days of them being reported. So that process is still there. ICT issues. ICT is still sort of a problem for the department, but during this financial year, they were able to at least refresh some of the computers which were old, and together, I mean, both in the headquarters and also in the mission. And then consular assistance, that has been increasing as an increased number of South Africans are also being involved in mission processes and the mission abroad, whether for legalization of documents, whether in disasters, unfortunately, or whether in some of them they come back maybe with you know, lost and found. You know, the cases that they reported during the camp to the committee of what kind of assistance, consular assistance they were offering. In terms of program two, this is where the core of the function of the department happens. This is where the department has bilateral mechanisms with different countries in order to realize domestic priorities. It will set itself to have bilateral commissions in Southern Africa region, in East Africa, Central, and everywhere else in the world where South Africa has relations with different countries. And a lot has really happened. And the drive, as the City of the Nation address had directed, was to, as much as possible, get initiate trade and investment relations with different countries, and this has happened through an international relations program. And then I will move straight to page 16, which is the global systems of government. This is where the government participates in international organizations. For example, in the UN, as we had already mentioned, it became the chair of Group of 77 plus China, and also it was involved in negotiations which ushered in the COP26 development agenda, the process which ended MDGs. So it was also, and also President Zuma led the delegation to the 69th General Assembly in September last year, where he articulated South Africa's position on the Palestinian question and the Western Sahara, the international of Western Sahara, and reform of the UN. And then the other thing would be continental cooperation. This is where South Africa participates within the continent. And prominently, the committee is aware of a number of activities which happened within SADC, for example, where a number of elections were held, and South Africa, as the chair of the SADC organ on politics and defense and security, was able to coordinate successful elections in different countries in SADC. And also, under transport cooperation, this is during the reporting year, the sixth BRICS summit took place in Fortaleza in Brazil. This is where the signing of the formal intergovernmental agreements on the BRICS Bank were signed. And then also the IPSA fund, also South Africa contributed to the IPSA fund, and the money actually was meant for projects on rebuilding Palestine as well as aid to Ebola affected countries. And also South Africa assumed the vice chair of IWARA, which is the Indian Ocean.
Ebola.
And then public diplomacy, they reported on achievement in terms of dissemination of information related to South Africa's foreign policy to different audiences, and also handling of visits, both internal and external, for government and also visitors coming to government. in terms of international transfers, all the necessary transfers were made, and then if I go to ARS chapter, then in terms of ARS, the only thing with ARS I think which we can zoom into is the fact that there was a significant increase in its expenditure recorded as compared to the PPD. It was because of a need for humanitarian assistance in Canada and also with the outbreak of Ebola. So there was more money spent in terms of assistance for those two, I mean, mainly those two situations. Then with respect to the financial statements of the department, the report of the AG takes precedence in terms of what he asserts the performance to be. So since the department in 2009-10, they had a clean audit opinion. Then they moved from that to 2010 and 2010-11, 2011-12, 2012-13 with unqualified audit opinion with findings. And then for 2013-14 and 2014-15, the Auditor General expressed a qualified audit opinion in this department. So it has gone through that transition. Then I think on this one, the report of the Auditor General actually refers to two main reasons why the audit opinion was expressed. One is in terms of assessment of heritage assets and works of art, which the Auditor General says they ought to be described, I mean, assessed and classified in terms of the modified cash standards. If there's no, so that you can get the exact cost. But then if that assessment is not done, it should be costed at $1. So this is where the department was not able to do that, and the AG expressed the qualified opinion on that. And the second one was with regard to asset register, which was not updated, and also which as the committee is aware, has been a cause of, you know, a number of challenges for the department. So for those two, that's where he expressed a qualified audit opinion. Then he had other matters where he expressed emphasis of matter, which relate to issues of leadership, issues of competence management, issues of supply chain, internal control, which he's insisting that the department really has wanted these issues. And what he actually even referred to is that they are all repeat findings, which means they have been recurring even in the past financial year. And the other thing which came, I think, from the investigations, the three investigations which the AG reported the department is handling them. Investigations are currently in progress. The one relating to the High Commissioner in Ghana, and also the one on public diplomatic branch, and also the one on in South Sudan. And the department has undertaken to address all the issues raised and also address the ones which have been recurring to make sure that they don't recur. In terms of the African Renaissance Fund, the issue of governance has been a real challenge for the ARS. So what the department has done in financial, in the reporting year, is to have sort of the permanent permanent sector candidate. Because the committee will be reminded that in 2013-14, they had a temporary secretary of 6 people. So those 6 people have since made permanent. So now they have a permanent structure, and still they are being assisted by the department as the act of ARF provides. That's how the structure is. So the AG is still uncomfortable with this kind of arrangement because he sees the weakness which he sees within the department spilling over into the ARF, because it's one and the same people who are dealing with the financial and also the supply chain and risk management. So whatever affects the department will affect, will necessarily affect the ARF. And the other thing happened is the spillover of what happened in the department is the same. It affects the performance of the entities.
Okay. You can end here. Then we'll get into the findings one by one, and then the recommendations. Are there any things in the body of the report that the members may have picked up? I've picked up just a few. But as usual, we should start with members. Ms. Kenya, draw our attention to the page and the paragraph and what the issue is.
I think it's for the report, but I think the last one is maybe, no, no, whether the state is clarity, what, on page 9, on page 12, you were talking about the senior management.
Which page?
Page 12. Senior management agreement target net. But as on the second paragraph, they took that as a challenge because there are no women and also people with disabilities.
Which paragraph? The second one.
So I think the second paragraph on page 12.
Oh, this
one. Yes. Now, when you presented, it said that the target has been met, but according to the document, it said that there is a challenge in the cinema business, especially that the concern about women and also people with disabilities. So I don't know whether to take what you have just alluded on, or to look at what is said here as a challenge. Or the tap issue of Western Sahara, yes, because I had those two Western Sahara, Sahara were not when that paragraph is by notice, were not there taken seriously as Palestinian, but he would be lovely to explain to that on self-declared
can you see the Sahara. Are you done? Thank you so much. Honorable Mukhalafa.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dineo, for the comprehensive analysis and content of the body of the report. I think it's well done. And on human resource, page 12, Chair, the same paragraph that Honorable Kenya was referring to. I think one mention was about the PMDS, Performance Management and Development, of junior employees. The department seemed to have achieved in terms of senior management, but did not undertake or support low in as far as junior level is concerned, junior level 1 and 2. Why I'm raising that is because we have very well included also the issue of the wellness of the employees here. And I think it ties in with the issue of PMDS, because it's about motivation of employees So because you've included the wellness issue and you've included the issue of SMS, but just on the issue of PMDS for junior management. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I think Danielle, I really want to join the two colleagues in congratulating you for a well written report, well structured. It's a good report that should represent the comments like this. On page 3, the date there,
the one in the topic. You show your same date there. We should put the date there. It was 28th of today. What is it? Anything else on observations were important?
Yeah, I think we need to put a date there, the month and the year, but we only have a month and a year. And then all the small things I think.
Page 11, under performance information. Page 11, performance information. The very last sentence. Are based on South Africa's National Development Plan and Budget NDP and Vision 2030. Is it not that the National Development Plan is actually Vision 2030? How much is it Development Plan and Vision 2030? Is it if the Vision 2030 and then Development Plan. For me, the Melis Faji Corp, the National Development Plan, comma, Vision 2010, remove who end, you know? You see that? Unless I got it wrong. And then, I saw the one on page 12, but sorry, couldn't mean it. On page 13, and page 15, let me draw your attention to a specific 1, 2, 3, 4. Paragraph 4, Kuminisa ne sisi Ngwana Mashabane. Ewa? Ngwana Mashabane. Then on the same person, page 15, the last sentence, with the Ngwane. Draki, Kinkwana or Kinkwana? I remember in Kumalanga, they couldn't say Kikala is Malu, they would say Melusi, which is Shepard, you see. But, Okay. So I see by many given jar. And page 15, then on page 15, under the Americas and the Caribbean, sentence number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the USA South Africa Leaders Summit, I had thought that it is called USA, not South Africa, Africa and its Leadership Summit, but maybe I have it wrong. I thought it's Leadership Summit. It could be that I have it wrong. Now, there is a report that I thought was not fully expressed. Then page 17, 1, 2, 3, third paragraph. I want to lay along with children, during the reporting period. So I want to sit down. Come and tell long, the South African government undertook national competitive activities on Agenda 2063. It seems we left the fact that the resolution was passed in Parliament, or the debate in Parliament.
about agenda 2063, something like that. I don't know how to put it, but I just thought, remember there was a debate, yeah. Because what the AU did, it instructed all member states within their parliament must pass the resolution about 20 agenda 2063, so that they put them to money. And the next paragraph. Okay. Yeah. And then the next paragraph, the second and last sentence is just the election observer missions with capital E, capital O, capital M. Now, it is only 6 countries. It is not 7. It was somewhere I saw we said 7. But when I count the little here, I see that the observer missions were in, or did we leave Tanzania? Or Tanzania is in now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6. Okay. Can you want to come
back? One small issue to the subject. On page 19, I don't know whether this is not good or what. That's just clarity. That last paragraph, on number 4, that is to the findings of the Auditor General that financial government has remained good. Is that in the right? Because two times, in 2013, 14, and 2014, 15, 20.
You did a paragraph, please.
Last paragraph, on page 19.
There has been a trend, however.
No. I started there, on the first page, at the signs of the Auditor General, on the overall financial performance of the Department of Internal and Cooperation, has remained good. Now, I don't know whether that's not contrary to what is happening now. Maybe I don't know, maybe my English is wrong. Because if now we say they are unqualified, how can they have remained good if we say now they are qualified for the opinion for two consecutive times? That's what you check. If now to say has remained good.
Okay, so we'll explain. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Maybe I should start with the one from Honorable Chinese. The situation is that throughout the years, the department has, the financial performance of the department has been good. They have always applied the budget to their objectives. What is the issue is statements, you know, the presentation of statements, you might find there are errors here and there, but the financial performance has been clean all the time. Yes, so then on the other side, I think, thank you very much, it's and honorable members, is what is improving the report. Then in terms of the date, we actually leave it like that until it's adopted, because it has to reflect the date that it was adopted by the committee. The committee report, yes. So it's a normal...
And of course, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Neo, for a good report. And just to communicate a message that I've not been told must be communicated to you. The DG, who DG Machia, sent me 2 SMSs to say that he is very grateful to his committee for being very forthright and for being very objective, for saying what was good, but for not sparing the department all the weaknesses that he observed, and that they will try to improve on those areas that you have indicated. You remember you were talking about the internal controls,
all of those things like that. Maybe if they do, and if he is able to assist that, next year we may see a remain different in the past. But all I'm saying is that he was grateful. And I think I like a person who accepts criticism in the spirit that he has had, because he knows that it was very constructive. Thank you very much. Now, I also had it. I think it was good as a committee education. Now let's go to the findings and the on page 20.
First line on page 20. This is removed the word seemingly. So I think it either liberated the effective or didn't. But only briefly the same seemingly.
Which specific and then?
The first line.
The findings of the first line. Oh, on page 19, right? Thank you very much. Let's then go to the findings by the committee. Finding number one. The overall service delivery performance of the department was commendable. The department has to carry out its mandate within an unpredictable and times turbulent external environment to advance South Africa's national priorities. Its budget is continuously under pressure and exposed to rent fluctuations, despite the fact that its mandate continues or continues to grow. Our finding is fine. Yes.
Sorry. I'd like to recommend that that becomes number three, and number two becomes number one, and number three becomes number two, and that becomes number three. And if it becomes number three, we would then say the overall service delivery performance of the department, however, was commendable. So that we're speaking to the actual issue, and then we're saying, however, it was overall commendable. But I think we maybe need to state the qualified audit up front, and then talk about it being overall being commendable. Otherwise, it looks like we've just completely ignored everything that we had in our presentation. But it just, for me, it feels like we've exonerated everything and we're just like throwing the other things in afterwards, whereas I think if we put the state of the situation and then say, however, these are unpredictable, turbulent situations, so it's...
That's how we're under number two.
The audit report.
Yes, so I'm thinking number two would become number one. So we start with the department has received a part of the Auditor General's findings and then say overall service delivery, however.
I'm sorry to make a dialogue. Let me take you to the discussion that we took. If you were already in the mission, Lubaban, I want the attention from all of us. You see, in the discussion that we took, every member commended and congratulated the department in the execution of its political and diplomatic work all over the world, in terms of the priorities and the national interest of the country. But the department is doing as far. Where were they saying, but the witnesses were talking about internal controls? In other words, why
good work has been done. There are internal controls that are very weak. When we talk about disciplinary action, when we talk about the audit findings and all of those. So for me, it is good to start with that we are able to engage with the world, to be a respected global player, to have 126 missions and be able to be felt that there is a country called South Africa. So overall, that's what this one is saying, so, which is very positive. Then it says, but you know, there is this 1, 2, and 3. And that is why, just as an example, we were saying to the DG, because you are traveling a lot, unlike other DGs who are always at home, is it not that you need someone? While you are absent, you can be present by way of a COO, so that this person can strengthen the internal controls on your behalf while you are absent. But remember, we're saying he's a different DG. So for me, the first line, I think, shall I get back up to the house? In number two. Yeah. Then number two then says the department has, however, received a qualified audit opinion for the second year running. I agree with that. Is that you said 2014 and 2015? Didn't you want perhaps to say the obvious? 2013 and 2014 and then 2014 and 2015. That's 1 and 2, number 3. Should I read it? Yeah. The auditor general, I must read. Not necessary. Yeah. That is number 3. Taken. Number 4. Yes, Honorable Dudley. And Honorable Pulan. Yes.
The first line, it says to not incur an unauthorized expenditure. It reads easier for me to say it did not incur unauthorized expenditure.
Sorry?
Okay, good one. I don't see why you have number 2. Because number 3 is there. What letter do you derive? That's
so you're saying 2 and 3 can be...
No, no need for it. Why? Why am I 2?
This is the Parliament report. So when we write it, we got to write it with craft that it deserves and with honesty and integrity that it deserves. It's not our duty to try and harbor or beat it. That's me. It's not what we are doing. We're just expressing sequentially a report of the committee from our engagement with the department. That is all we are doing. And that is how you write a parliament report. Don't write it by just sort of speculating and cutting corners there. You know, it's not a gentleman's agreement. It's a report of parliament.
That's
a committee. Yeah. So we have to put it in that way. It must follow through sequentially there might be things that we don't like to see, but they must be there. That's unfortunate how climate works.
Can you switch off? Do you want to come back?
Yes, I do. All I'm saying is that to say 2 times 1 is 2. And again, remember, we also said 2 times 1 is 2.
That's
what I'm saying. We are saying the same thing in 2 and 3. Tell me what is the emphasis of butter.
Yes.
So I'm saying that if you said this last year, we are saying it now, or 10 years ago. What? I don't understand. Why do you say the same thing? What is the idea of in two? I'm still not convinced that there has to be a two. So much that I really feel very strong that there's no need for a two.
I am.
Yes, I am.
Well, the way I see 2 and 3, they express slightly different thoughts. For instance, 2 says for the second year running. The department got a qualified report for the second year. That's why we're saying 13 and 14, 14 and 15. But, and that us. And then number 3 starts with the auditor general. And then it says the same thing, then it says other things, like the internal controls, the ICT issues, the incompetence and leadership and laws, compliance with laws and regulations, which 2 does not say. So it's not exactly the same thought.
No.
I'm saying that if you are to mix tabs with you, last year you said the same thing. Now you are saying the same thing.
So what's wrong with that?
No, I'm saying, well, why do you say this? When you say it has what a qualified it has expressed a qualified opinion. This is what you're saying. And then you say,
well, I'm going to invite you and just finish.
Just finish?
Tell about it. No. What else? Finish your... No. No, finish, because you're on the platform. You can't come back after them. Take a look at the workshop, if they agree with you or they don't. Already, I don't agree with you. I'm saying 2 separate thoughts are expressed by 2 and 3.
I'm saying
you are saying that number 3 is saying it has received a qualified opinion or a opinion. Number 2 is saying this qualification is happening for the second time. That is the difference between the two. Question I'm asking, why do you have? That's key of this thing, because they are saying now, you gave a report last year, or year before as well, and you said it has a qualified opinion. You read the one that it had last year. It's almost the same. That's what I'm saying. Why do you say it? What's the idea of what it do? That's all I'm asking.
We don't go for a
good Sunday
matter.
I think the way it is written on page 23, number 4, it is just reflecting it, because really, in this year, when they are reporting, they have never incurred.
Are you speaking to four?
Yes. So I'm just saying that it is.
Unless you are
making
on 2 and 3.
2 and 3, it should be just like the way it is, and the 3 emphasized, you know, the rationale on the findings. I think so.
Adam, can you know that?
Chairperson, number 2 is correct.
It's correct.
Number 2 is correct. The department has received a qualified audit opinion for the second year running. Why must you care? So that you can emphasize the severity of the thing. This tool is very clear
on that which is
report. It must be clear that as the committee who are not heading with that, was very clear that last year we spoke about the thing, even now. So that when you come next year, we have the same thing, the headman's role, because it affects men. This thing is not good for the South African government. This thing is not good for the government party, for anyone. This thing of qualified opinion is not good even for the government party itself. So it must be exposed as it is. As there was a relative that which is because the very same things which were said, so it is conservative. Now when you go to number three, it now goes to the areas where the problems are. This one, the number two is the overall. And then, but an effect that occurs for the second year running. And then number three, it is the area now, the areas of emphasis. Well, it is not just a simple thing like guys who were disrespected Kumbe Mandela by having his name being dragged even up to now. That showed disrespect because someone was able to go and write a letter question to condone this expenditure. Because it's not a protest expenditure, it is unauthorized expenditure. It is unauthorized, but it's not a protest expenditure. So someone, why did someone write a letter? Just go over there, please condone this abuse. Those simple things do not allow our country to create a development of state here. It must be effective and must be able to deliver. So if you cannot deliver, let's I say Kenya.
Who's your young? Well, that's what I was supposed to say, but it's not
the same. Did you hear that? No, that's on the platform. I'm asking you whether in any class that I ask you who they are. So, yeah, well, Mayela, we don't be able to explain that to come all over that. Maya Gibaba, I feel the wish we have prepared it now.
Not at all.
You see, if you are, if the teachers were explained in this manner, I would have said,
once you were here, what we had the Auditor General is that there is a difference of opinion on certain things. Secondly, as Honorable Khadri said, didn't go for condemnation of this. But when you put it blank and say you have an qualified, you don't say anything. That is a very bad thing. But when you understand this is not a question that as bad as all that, it's a question of the word of condemnation. Or first, in the qualified, explain what you talked about, as we have done on three. Now, you when you say, with due respect, Nadia Masango is a thief. No. I say Nadia Masango is a thief. Yeah, let me just put on Nadia Mbumala is a thief. You don't qualify that. You know, you just, in other words, you are giving a dog a bad name and hanging. It's not exactly the meaning of it. It's not exactly what has happened. What has happened to, one, there was a difference of opinion on the question of whether these assets should be qualified by heritage, to be assessed by the heritage, in terms of Heritage Act. The question of condemnation of the use of the name of Mandela or the burial of Mandela. So, now, this has been explained that it's not that the people have stolen money or that they've been deceived. It's just that this thing, the Mandela thing, that happened and they did not go to Treasury or Treasury has not yet condemned. Is different from if you say that if the person has done something really very bad, department, it is the same thing, but you paint the same brush. This qualification, they have the same what it is. But when you look at it, it is not as serious as it would be, but if you put it that way, it's there. I mean, if you say that everybody say painting by that, I understand. I will keep quiet. But I'm not at all convinced, and I think it gives a very bad impression. Yeah, you said for the second time. You don't even see what they say. Because it's the same thing as Mandela said. Thank you.
Well, I'm no longer allowing a no longer allowing
sentiments on this one. I just read that they say because of what their owner indicated, the market has indicated. The problem with the problem that we may encounter is that we have not gone into all the findings up to number 20. That is why the last part that Dr. Mpumlana was referring to is on item number 4. And yet your issue was actually about number 2 and number 3. But when you're talking about the funeral, it's actually something that appears on number 4. So I suggest that we proceed. Maybe we should proceed with all of
them.
Yes.
This is not your only protocol committee should be in. Another protocol committee is going to sit at 4, which is homosexual. Of which some of the members will go, so we end up not being able to adopt the report. So what I'm asking for, let's go to all these things. Let's start it. Agree with this one. After we finish that, if there's any other one we want to observe, and then we add it. So that can help progress. Let's move that progress.
Sure. It's 25 to 9. Yeah. Time management. Number 5. Fireman there. Place number 6. Organogram. Number 7. The tripartite free area. Number 8, foreign service deal. Number 9, assets and then the artworks and the the cost thereof. Okay. Number 10, I think it's the establishment of the internal audit. Number 11, training on supply chain management, financial management, procurement. Number 12, mainly on asset management in the 126 missions. Agreed to 13, infrastructure, which is outdated. Number 14, property maintenance. I remember the mission that we saw in Italy. Number 15, the memorandum of understanding with Home Affairs. Agreed. Number 16, on conscience management. 17, SAPA. Excellent one. It starts with something else. The foreign service bill and then SAPA in those 2 years. Then number 18 is on disciplinary processes. Great. Then number 19. Contribution to peace, Number 20, research. Now, on number 18, did you say within 3 months, or the within 3 months, or is this the finding, right? In the recommendation, you said 3 months, I think it is within 3 months, regarding number 18, right? Okay. Members, on the finding, that was fine. Malapa?
On the findings, we are fine. I think they are a true reflection. Just we didn't include the human resource one. The one that was on page 12 of Inos report, the wellness and the one that Honorable Kenya raised.
On 21,
general PT and as well as performance management and wellness. Just that paragraph of in the human resource section.
Thank you very much. That's 21.
Yeah.
Honorable Dudley?
And I told that one. And sorry for it. recommendation. Let's go to the conclusion here. Yeah. I can go to the recommendation. Let's begin the recommendation by corresponding. Yeah. The proposed recommendations are 8. And the first one says we must follow up with a standing committee with SCOFA in order to obtain a confirmation condoning the expenditure regarding that funeral. 8, so that you can rest in peace. That recommendation is in order, ne? Remember, it's for 14 and 15, so it must go immediately. The department must write it so that SCOPA can condone it. My understanding was the department must write a letter to SCOPA and say, different department, but it must be for you that we spent this much on the funeral of President Mandela, and then we ask for condemnation, so that it doesn't come as an opinion from the auditor year after year. Yeah, and that's to emphasize that, so that if we don't want to see it again, either the department must write it now before the end of the fourth quarter, before we receive the fourth quarter report. Otherwise, if it comes in the first quarter report, which is next year, it will still reflect. So the department must move on this one immediately, so that by the fourth quarter, when they come and give us a fourth quarter report in January, already they have dealt with it. Because of if they can wait, that it comes in the first quarter, which will be about when we're doing our budget for the pay next year, it will still reflect. Yeah. When it is covered, because the last paragraph of page 22, you see that, it says, in order to further assist the department to enhance its performance, the committee recommends that the minister ensure that the department implements the following and report to the committee within 3 months. So in other words, most of these recommendations already within a particular time frame. So it covers you.
Okay.
Is that strike our alert right here? Number 2, deal with the serial recurring issues raised in the autonomous report, especially on supply chain, ICT, asset management, consequent management, compliance with rules and legislation. Recommendation is good. Number 3, administer appropriate and adequate training capacity for all of those agreed to. Then number 4, they must develop a turnaround strategy for proper and efficient asset management at headquarters and in the missions abroad. So it's both headquarters and the missions abroad. Agreed? Yes.
Share on the previous one.
Number 3.
Yeah, I really agree that we remove this CFO. Because the implementers are the meeting managers. Actually, the implementers are meeting managers. That's why they need to be one. Administer appropriate and adequate training capacity and competence for all officials in the unit of the balance portfolio.
And then we'll move for CFO. Batman?
Sure, just to honor that as well.
With
point 3, that if we're still giving financial people training on financial on their financial portfolio, is it not important that we possibly do a skills audit within that department, that if there are people that are not fit for purpose, that you actually look to replace those specific people? The Auditor General was quite clear on the findings that we test people with our skills in skill positions or positions that require specific skills. So as was mentioned last week, that the DG maybe look at a skills audit in this regard, and it's
now, do you want us to factor that in within the same line, or as a separate recommendation? May I hear your report, I assistant on that.
What if you look at that for
I think I agree with Nadir Khadir. If there is a need of checking that, you just don't talk about the CFO. Because what they are saying is that your CFO is not good enough. And that's a very serious allegation. It comes from a person who actually made an application for this. And now he's saying your CFO is not good. Now, I don't think it is proper. I think let's be that. We can say it has to be an audit and checking as Mr. What's his name? That's my saying that there is training, assessment, and then training as well. But you don't specifically say for this position or for that position to make a general statement. Yeah, for officials. They need to be trained if there is an audit and training. Full stop.
Chair, I would agree with Honorable Pumla and Hadeb. We can remove the CFO, but we got to respond to one of the three requests, which were the key officials that lack appropriate competences, which is what we are seeing here when we speak about training capacity competence. And then we can just include audit, so that is one package. Because of what do you train if you didn't audit? You don't know what you are training. But the problem is mainly in the corporate and management, in the corporate services. That's where the problem is, in terms of compliance with policies and legislation. So either we can take corporate and remove the CFO, or just put it as a blanket for officials.
But it's good if it's blanket, if it provides appropriate training. Because it means each one in each office, in each rank. Yeah. Number four, we had agreed. Finalize processes to operationalize cyber to address structural and operational challenges facing the RIF. Six. In the missions, okay. Number seven. Yes. The last one. What does this mean? She's still requesting. You want to say you should request or should she still request? For additional funds from salary to augment its budget and the committee supports the need for additional funds. Department requested that much but received that much. Is there any additional recommendation you want to put? Mohalaba?
Thanks, Chair. The one that we committed to do, to put in, and we have
number 9, I guess.
Yes, and we have put it in the findings, is the issue of the meeting with the internal audit. Remember, in the first session of the internal audit committee, they said they do not meet with us. And it's one of the recommendations that was put also by the Auditor General, where he said, meeting the chairperson of the audit committee at least biannually.
you know.
And we are set quarterly. Eh?
Yeah, you know, and we said quarterly. Yeah. We said we need to meet quarterly.
Number 10?
Yeah.
Exactly. Number 10?
There was a comment about being ably sort of assisted by a COO. Is there any recommendation that we wanted to put around that?
Which one? Which?
In our findings, you mentioned a COO was necessary to assist the DG.
I've got a solution for that one, Chair. It is the one that you said, based on your comments, when you said the DG is always overseas, so he needs someone locally who can be able to manage. And the COO is already provided for in the structure here. Now, one of the recommendations from the Auditor General was the commitment by the department to address repeat audit findings and ensure consequences management is instituted against officials who fail to address findings. I think that is where the issue of the COO comes in, because of usually the DG would not be in a position to ensure timeless disciplinary cases or what you call remedial steps. By the time it comes back, it's after the event. And then it's already been cleaned up and mopped up. But the CEO, as correctly said, he needs someone locally who can be able to manage this thing without abdicating his responsibility as the accounting officer. So here we put in as the one of commitment by the, but someone must commit to deal with the issue of consequence management. Either it be the DG or the CEO.
I think just about this formulation, that you could say that the accounting officer delegates powers and responsibility to the CEO to deal expeditiously with a day-to-day
Chair, we look at now what instructs the department because of overseeing it. What can say is that the CEO's office must be empowered to deal with the everyday issues of the department, and then we leave it at that.
Yeah,
and then we leave it at that, and then because then they will start between the DG and the COO to deal with everyday issues of the department.
I get the point, not micromanage, but what we can say is that, because when we say the CEO office to deal with day to day, what is it specifically that this committee is concerned about? It's about consequential management. The rest the DG can delegate, but we can say with that phrase the COO deal with, empowered to deal with day to day issues, and then we focus on consequential management. And then the rest of the DG will delegate the CCC.
I am not sure.
On the floor.
I don't understand why people want to micromanage. I don't know why you want to get involved. You don't need for that. There's nothing serious you can just say, pick up the thing. And you can't tell. When you give somebody a car drive, let him drive, let him put the brakes when there is a portal. Why do it? There's nothing very serious. It is because you have engaged the DG about anything. You say, look at DG, what do you suggest? I don't think we need to do that. Unless we have nothing to do, we just want to talk and head so that we have got a big recommendation table. I don't think we should do that.
Can we hear Mr. Dineo? Oh, remember, can we hear Mr. Dineo in the formulation?
The office of the COO should be empowered to expeditiously address the serial recurring operational issues affecting the department.
I said so. That was number 10. No, can I hear you on the record? Yes.
And it was the resident, that one. Can I hear you on the report, colleague? Yes, Khadel.
Sir President, really, I think this report reflects what transpired during the process of the
1911.
What transpired during the process of dealing with the CRR report? I think that you, as the committee, must advocate and recommend it to Parliament, and also then the staff for the support and the way it is written is of high standards. Thank you.
Another Dudley? Question? No, the item is, no, it's taking us back. I'm asked, remember people... To what?
Honourable members, if those paragraphs are preamble to recommendations, so that they tie in the recommendation, it flows from the.
Yeah, can we hear you?
Number 8 recommendations on page 26.
On
the third line.
At the time when we are.
The third line of six budgetary allocators of the department were generally aligned. Do we have to have generally there? Were they not aligned or not? Were they aligned or not aligned? Can we take out in that? Okay. And then the last sentence, the qualified audit report, when rectified, will still be a positive image. We can lose that sentence, in my opinion. It doesn't need to be there.
You agree? Okay. Were you seconding?
Yes, thank you very much to our important advisor, Meg Leo, in the Pelu Balolo. We thank you very much for your hard work and your engagement, even for really pushing so much. I'm adopting and seconding that the future.
Democracy is
the
alliance. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Let me also thank the officials, Leo and the research and Medineo, together with Ntatelu Babalo, Ntatemre, with Ntatelu Babalo, and nevertheless, Tatemazala. Thank you very much for the report that you have done. And let me also thank the committee for the way we dealt with the recommendations and our observations. But as you are aware, we are different political parties in Parliament, and we operate differently. And in any case, we're going to deal with this report on the 20th. Of November. So I still have to sell it to my caucus, and in that case I will reserve the Democratic Alliance right. Yes, last year. Okay, we know that. Dudley? I want you to support Dudley Key.
If your policy, we have problems with not just the problem. Thank you, we are in support of the support. But we will take issue with your policy.
Thank you very much. The EFF and the FP and the UDM did not attend the deliberation, so and they even appear as obvious attend on approaches. Okay, then thank you for that. So with all of those things, are we going to be able to aid in the report today with all of those? For ATC. Okay. We are just going to factor in our changes in our and the chair must be his name. Because I must come up. Okay. Okay. The last item is on invitations. We have an invitation
from the Institute for Global Dialogue, from Dr. Sukramanda Zondi. To all of them have this later on. To attend the launching of the book, Parliamentary Handbook on Foreign Policy, which will be held in Cape Town Lodge on the 18th November 2015. But it's next month, ne? Mm. You remember the handbook that we saw at the University of Ghana?
Oh, yes.
You remember that in Halam? Yeah, he keeps that book. It captures all the areas of that. I'm going to love that book.
Oh.
In fact, if you keep it in your bag and you want to know what is happening, you just take it out straight to the topic and it tells what's happening. Then you,
okay.
Yeah. The launching of that handbook. Members are invited. And the person you must confirm with. Then the second one is invitation to a symposium on trilateral cooperation on the 27th of October, where is the venue? In Pretoria, or in the Rustenburg Hotel. On that date, I think noteworthy here is that they are going to pay for three people. IGD. They'll pay for three people from us. Explain that, yeah.
Chairperson, the invite is for all members. However, they offered to pay for three. But due to the arrangement of the parliament, they will not accept the sponsorship. We will pay from our committee budget. That is depending on whether we accept the invitation or not. So just extending the offer to say we can pay the event that we don't have a budget, but we will.
Okay. Why not? Check on our members are available. Because we can let the application go overnight. Okay. Yeah, matter is told at that. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. So that we can reduce who are going to home again. Thank you.